Sorry, go ahead. Heather just took a sip, and that means that this episode of Speakeasy shall commence. Welcome, welcome from
the Grand Poobah brings it to order.
Hear ye, hear ye. Well, for us today, I have a slightly inappropriate drink for us to be drinking.
It's just the name that's inappropriate.
Exactly. For you today, I have the Bosom Caresser.
We've been waiting for this one.
We've been waiting for this
one. So curious.
We also decided it could also be dubbed the Cup of Feel, but
cop. Not cup.
But we can.
But it's in a cup, so it's might a cup, as well be
kind of.
It's yeah, kind of the cup of feel, cup right? Of feel. It's to be served in a coupe glass, in case you want to
coupe a feel.
Coupe a feel. How many different ways can we play on this? All right. Uh-huh. You are going to shake together all the following ingredients with ice, and then strain it into a chilled glass. Very important. So you've got 2 ounces of cognac, 1/2 ounce of Grand Marnier or another orange liqueur, 1/2 ounce of a Madeira wine. I did not have this, so I just did 1/2 ounce of wine that was in my fridge called Merlot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It should have been maybe a port or a sherry.
Right.
But that didn't happen today. So we went with what we had. 1/4 ounce of grenadine syrup and 1 fresh egg yolk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, now there's a story behind this, though. What's the story behind
this
drink? There
is a story behind this. So I recently chatted with our good friend Julie Strauss from the Best Book Ever podcast. And the book that I talked to her about was called Endurance by Alfred Lansing. And it is the story of Ernest Shackleton's adventure down to Antarctica with 27 other men in a boat that gets stuck in the ice, crushed to pieces, and sinks. And it is just the most incredible story of survival. And I don't want to release too many details about the book, because when Julia and I talked about it, we thought it was best not to reveal.
Okay.
And so,
and this is the drink they were drinking as they were sinking down to the bottom of the sea.
No, good grief, no. So,
but it kept them warm.
After many months of camping on ice floes, they got into talking, and the one gentleman described that he used to be a bartender, and his most famous drink that he loved to make was the Bosom Caresser. And I was like, the what? So then I had to go and look it up and share it with you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's so, very yummy.
It's there's a lot going on in this drink. I'm really curious why the egg yolk.
Yeah,
like, what purpose does that serve?
I think it makes it creamy and maybe takes the bite down from all the booze that's in here.
You think? It is very strong.
You think it is very strong. Don't you think I like it. It is a good
it
drink.
It is very strong. I've taken 2 sips. That is where I will end my night. Thank you. Good evening.
I'm not sure I love it. I don't know that I'll finish it. And not because I don't like a strong drink. I do. But I don't know. Something in there is not my jam. Not sure if it's the cognac, maybe? Or, like, there's something that's not something I normally drink.
It wouldn't be the cognac.
Oh, okay. Well, something else. Or maybe it's just a combination. Something about it, I'm not loving. A good bosom caress. Don't get me wrong. But this isn't the one for me.
Not with an egg yolk, though.
Is this the wrong set of hands?
Perhaps. The wrong method? I don't know. Interesting, though. I've been waiting to try it, given the name and everything.
Because
we knew it was coming.
So many things in this that you had requested for Erin, and I was like, oh, what's Madeira? I had to go look up what Madeira wine is, and I'm glad you didn't even bother with it, because that was the one I don't like port.
Mm. It's Portuguese, isn't it?
It is Portuguese. Is. Yeah. It's a Portuguese port.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of port either.
I believe it's from the island of Madeira.
Mm.
Well, that would make sense.
This it wouldn't is. Be a drink I would go for. I kind of committed to it without really considering all the things, just because the name was fun.
Yeah. I think it's great. It's a great drink.
Thanks for sourcing the ingredients, Sarah.
No problem.
Sarah's well-stocked bar comes through.
Mm-hmm. It was a team effort to bring this one to the light of day, much like Shackleton and his men.
Oh.
Endurance.
This one, if you have more than one, it might leave you with a bit of a headache.
Numb bosoms. I can't feel my hands.
I remember that. Oh, too funny.
You might fall on your face if you drink.
Okie dokie. Well, if you like something sweet and strong and eggy.
Creamy.
It might be the drink for you.
It might be.
If you're curious and you have a very well-stocked bar, mm-hmm. and you want to just throw it together to try it out.
Yeah, and just use a wine. I think it works well with a wine, not necessarily. Yeah. Like, you don't need a port.
Well, interesting story, and I can't wait to hear your episode on Best Book Ever podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's fun, even though you won't tell us the finer points of the book.
But me and Julie just had fun chatting.
Yeah, Julie is fun. It's too bad she couldn't join us here to talk about the Bosom Caresser. Hopefully she's having her own down there in
Hopefully
California.
Hopefully she's having a Bosom's Caress.
Hopefully she's having her own Bosom's Caress.
Yeah. Cheers, Julie.
Cheers to Julie. And to Erin's choice of drink. I mean, what are we doing here if not trying new random things? That's kind of our whole thing.
Yes.
Wait, don't go yet.
Hang on. Quick announcement from management.
Extremely upper management, to be specific. Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's right.
We're taking a hiatus from our speakeasy episodes for the summer, but don't worry, we'll still be drinking.
We'll maybe do some social posts. We just won't be putting out these bonus episodes on Fridays.
Yeah.
We've got to take a little bit of a break because this is a busy job and we have plans. We have summer plans.
Yeah.
Keep coming back on Tuesdays. We'll have new content on Tuesdays. Just not these Friday episodes.
That's right.
Go back through the old episodes if you've missed any. And watch the social posts for a drink here or there. We'll try to keep putting some recipes out.
Yeah. You'll see us online. You just won't hear us. And maybe that's a good thing.
You get a little break from our complete nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us. You can find these recipes under the Speakeasy tab on threekitchenspodcast.com.
And have my bosoms caressed without my husband.
It's the only bosom caress you're getting.